I climbed out of the pool, then moved over to Jane. She looked up at me, utterly innocent, when I started dripping all over her. I gave her the look, and I got back a sweet smile. I said, "Jane!" And her eyelashes fluttered. When one of the guys actually sighed, I grabbed her hand and yanked her off the chaise lounge, then stalked down to the far end of the pool, Jane firmly in tow. "Liz, please!" she hissed at me, probably because yelling out loud isn't sweet, and Jane is the sweetest 19-year-old on earth. Sure, she's guy crazy, and so intent on finding Mr. Wright that she forgets to go to class half the time, but sweet. In a crazed sort of way, the guys never notice.
"You didn't have to drag me away. I barely said anything, and..."
"Jane, you can't find Mr. Wright at the Landon's condo building." I kept my voice low and my grip on Jane firm. "They have a pool. I'd like to get invited back. But when Mr. Wright turns into Mr. Wrong, as he always does, and we suddenly have yet another place you can't go, I lose my pool." Jane sniffed.
"It's just a pool, and there's no reason why we can't keep coming here."
"I'm not giving up this pool, and I'm not giving up Rachel." I felt my teeth grind. "Do I have to remind you about all the places we've had to stop going? The pizza parlor, the deli counter at Kowalski's. Not to mention the friends we avoid just because you hooked up with their brothers."
"You make it sound like I planned this."
I lifted an eyebrow.
"I don't."
Jane glanced at the pack of frothing young guys hovering 30 feet away and gave a cutesy little finger wave.
"It's just that, well, things don't always work out, and it gets embarrassing."
"Embarrassing?" I glared at the guys, but none of them budged. I've got to work on my glare.
"That's why Dad had to get you a new cell phone number 3 times now?"
Jane shrugged, but her gaze kept sweeping the pool deck, this time landing on a couple of fresh victims at the far end. One tall and blonde, the other taller and dark. I mentally bet on the blonde guy, who looked almost as sweet as Jane.
"Excuse me, Liz. I just remembered I have to..."
I grabbed her arm.
"You don't have to do anything. Those guys live here too."